All right, man, so here we are. We got two in this video. We got this. It was sent in by a viewer. Says the title goes, "Chick is big mad that guys don't pay attention to her at the gas station." I actually watched this all the way through. It's only a minute long. And then next was sent in by another watcher about an article about, says, it looks like it came from Reddit. It was a screenshot of somebody's phone from Reddit. Looks like, yeah, that's that shit at the top. That's somebody's phone. It says, "Feminism has woken me up to my internal misogyny, and I'm angry about so much." And it's written by a woman, female 30 to 40. So, of course, woman over the age of 28 is always going to be mad. All right. Either she's going to be mad or she's going to be the town bicycle. That's usually the two extremes of that. But anyway, let's go into this. So here we go.
See, I was just at the gas station right now, and I see all these guys hanging out with each other, right? And this bitch is alone doing whippets while all these guys look at me! Okay, yeah, and they fucking drive a Toyota. Like, five dicks came out of a Toyota at the gas station. Yeah, and look at this shit, okay? And I'm like, why the fuck are you bitches hanging out together? Look at me! Okay? Why are you guys hanging out together? Look at me! Mm-hmm. I'm alone. You guys are together? Why? The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why? I'm like, you guys bisexual? You guys are fucking each other's assholes, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are. That's why bitches like me are alone, because all you bitches are licking each other's dicks, getting your fucking asshole fucked.
Yeah, see, just like I said before, man, women do not know how to give a proper insult. So if she's going to insult you, okay, if she's going to insult you and she really wants to fuck you, then you must be gay or something. That because they don't have, because their only method of attack in this context, if she actually wants to get fucked by you or get fucked by a group of you or your friends or something, and y'all ain't paying her no attention, the only way she knows how to attack you is attack your sexuality. Basic bitch 101 shit. All right. Now, and I very rarely say all women are all men, but all women do this to an extent, because attention is currency for women. It's not an actual sex act. It's the attention from the guy she wants. That is woman's form of currency. Because she figures, because see, women view, at best, women view attention as, if I can get attention, now I can manipulate some either protection. Well, that's what it is. I can manipulate some form of protection out of him if I can get his attention. If I get him or them to want to fuck me, then I can manipulate them later. You know, I can manipulate them. That's what I think, what they call like the bait and switch. They're gonna bait you. They're gonna set the bait to try to look sexy, to try to get your attention. Then once they know they got your attention, she knows all the guys who stared at her, looked at her, said anything or this. So now it's like, oh, I know I can manipulate that now. Now sex doesn't matter. Don't get that shit twisted. Don't get it confused. The whole reason why she went to that stage of, you guys are fucking each other, blah, blah, blah. You guys are fucking, five dicks come out of a car, and blah, blah, blah. The only reason she did that is because women do not know how to attack in the world without including sex in it in some kind of way. That's it. They don't know. Because like I said before, women do not have their own natural character in the world. They have to feet, they have to follow whatever man's world is. They have to imitate that as much as they can once they actually have to start talking. Girls like this, no exception. She has some weird filter on her eyes. Looks fucking weird. But yeah, as far as sex goes, don't pay that any attention, because women will have sex with it. Women don't care. They will have sex with anything. These girls have been used up since the age of 12, okay? I could go into deeper shit, but I'm sure somebody will take it out of context and say, well, you meant something else. I'm not even going that deep into it, but I will probably on a live stream or on Patreon or something. So, you know, the people who aren't going to, like, you know, hear what they want to hear from what I was saying out of it. But girls get started at a young fucking age, man. She was getting, like I said, she was either getting ran through or she was getting offers to get ran through since she was 12. So sex, when women start talking about sex and shit like that, from her perspective, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Okay. Now, as far as the guys coming out the car together, see, if you want to get real about it, women, well, like I said before, it's all about the emotional attention, right? Well, if you want to get real about it, like I said before, women don't care that men buy prostitutes. Women don't care what men do sexually. They really don't care. Woman just wants the attention. And somebody else sent me an email before. I think it was from the watcher who sent this in, talking about how I was one of the, I guess I'm one of the few Manosphere guys who won't talk down about video games. Actually, I'm actually supposed to be giving away this game. Give me one second. Again, man, the guy who won this game, I already played it and beat it. So I was giving it away. Email me, because I don't think I got an email yet. I've been checking to make sure. I don't think I got an email yet, man. So let me know. But anyway, he talked to me, said, yeah, like I'm one of the few Manosphere people who don't say, you know, don't talk down on video games. Because for some reason, see, fuck it, I'm gonna go out on a fucking limb here. I'm not gonna say anybody's name specifically in the Manosphere because I don't watch other people a lot. But the video game thing, when guys start bashing shit like that, when other men, and listen to this shit, when other men start to bash what other men's hobbies like that, especially if it has nothing to do with a woman, they do, like, if a man is openly bashing you because of something you like to do, this is that borderline pickup artist shit. Weak men think that video games are a deterrent for women. It's not. I got a Nintendo Switch. I got a Wii U. I got games on my iPad. I got games on this MacBook. Matter of fact, I tell you, game I'm playing, it's called WOD, because I'm a fan of Platinum Games. WOD is this Japanese game where you just walk around and you know what I'm saying? It's an action game. Men who will talk down on any other man's hobby and shit like that, that is a weak man, all right? Because the reality is, the only reason why he's doing it is because he's trying to live up to some delusional, this is right world in his head that doesn't exist in reality. Okay, whatever you like to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody while you're doing it, and you know what I'm saying, and you're not trying to suck up to anybody while you're doing it, then fucking do it. You know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, do it. I have never bashed a man or a woman for their own hobbies. Well, I mean, because women's hobbies are usually drama and ridiculous shit like that. But if your hobby is video games, I got hobbies I don't even like to talk about, because I like to keep some stuff just to myself. I got some shit sitting behind this laptop. That's another hobby of mine, but I keep it to myself. I don't tell everybody all my hobbies, but I love video games, man. So I'll be the first one to tell you. Look, if you play video games, you can still pull bitches. Okay, the guys who will tell you that, in their head, they're thinking, oh, well, it's not productive, and blah, 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 blah. And really, that motherfucker wants to, he wants to play it, but he's going to try to live up to this facade because he figures, oh, bitches don't like video games, so I'm not going to play video games. So what does that tell you as a man? You're going to do something because a woman don't like you doing it? If you like to play video games, play video games. And see, where I'm going with this is here. And this is what the person who sent this, he went on an email about it. It's not the video game. And this is where I think a lot of Manosphere guys struggle in understanding this shit. It's not the video game, okay? It's not the video game. It's something has your attention that is not the woman. That's what it is. It can be playing guitar. It could be, a lot of guys, it's working their job. And that job took all their attention. You see, and the reason, now, let's just say it was their job, right? I'm on a huge side rant now. But let's just say it was the person's job, right? The guy's job. The guy loved his job, he was making money, blah, blah, blah. See, a lot of times the woman's only fucking you because you have that job. You see, and as soon as that job leaves, that woman's gone. You see, that's how that works. Now, on the other side of it, a lot of guys, they work their job, they love their job, and the woman, she'll get mad because your job is taking up all the attention that she can be getting from you. She'll get mad, but she's not going to leave, okay? But the guy who works, that woman's fucking you because you're feeding her money and she can walk around and tell her friends that you have a job. Once that job leaves you or you leave the job or whatever, that woman's gone. That's how that's go look up any talk show, anything where that happened. And when the couple ended up divorcing, splitting up, it was because the guy got tired of working a job and wanted to do something else. And that's when the woman left. So don't the moral to the story is this, man. Do whatever you want to do. Do what you want to do. And if you do it and you do it like you genuinely love it, you will find bitches who will respect the fact that you just like to do what you want to do. So that was my rant on video games. My bad. But anyway, back to this topic. Girl's mad, guy's not paying her attention, right? Now, to be fair, think of it from the woman's perspective. To be fair, so women are women. They have to do what they have to do to gain attention from men because women are going to compete for men's attention. So what does that involve? Having to be in shape, well, you know, in parts of the world that, you know, operate on better logic, being in physical shape, you know, taking care of herself, being clean and applying makeup and having her hair done, blah, 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 which is like what you see in this, you know, video of this girl. Now, she has to put on makeup. Now, putting on makeup is not an easy thing to do. And the fact that they have to do that every day, you know, these women have to do that every day to compete with other women, that's a hard thing. So from her perspective, every day she wakes up, paints her fucking face, you know, and has to make it look good. She has to be an artist in her own right to go out and attract men, right? So she's going to want a higher rate of return. If she put all this time and effort into herself, she's going to want a higher rate of return in what she's interested in. And sometimes it may be what the guy looks like. It may be because he's tall. It may be because he's big and fat. It may be because he has a lot of money. Whatever that woman perceives as qualifiable protector, she's going to want a higher investment than what she put in all that makeup and by having to buy the makeup and all this silly shit. She's going to want a higher investment. So when she doesn't get attention after doing all that, she's going to end up like this, right? Now, I'll go to the next deeper level. It usually branches off into two areas because, like I said, most time women, they deal with things in extremes, right? It's going to usually deal area one. She ends up bitter, you know, just eternally bitter, mad, frustrated, and it just compounds. It makes her less desirable because now she's walking around mad. She's walking around bitter. If anybody even tries to show her any light, she's bitter. She's turned the light off because now she's gotten mad because over these years of this shit, weeks, months, years, it's turned her bitter. Now, the other path a woman like this usually goes, she'll be getting gangbanged by eight dudes every other night just to feel that validation of being wanted again. It usually, and the thing is, you never know which one is doing that. That's the key part. Now, I say it's usually about out of 10, it's usually four one way, four the other way. And then there's two women who just say, look, fuck it. The next guy that comes along, I'll date him and just, you know, and just be happy I can find a man. I'd say two out of 10 to one out of 10, they'll finally come to their senses at some point. Usually it's after they've realized they consistently don't get attention. And we all know when that is. Usually when women figure out they've become less desirable and it's lasted for a while now, they'll find like, okay, look, fuck it. The next guy that comes in, I'll just be his girlfriend. That's what they'll do. And if you want to be real about it on next level, like I said before, women don't make fun of men for buying prostitutes. Women really don't make fun of men for fucking other men. They don't care about this shit. See, this whole sex value shit, men do that to other men, and men do it to women, but men do it to men too. Have you ever heard of a woman make fun of a man because he paid for sex? Have you ever, every girlfriend I've ever had has known that I will pay, I would rather pay for sex than to play with some woman's emotions and feelings to get sex out of her, because I've never been a pickup artist guy. Have you ever heard of a woman make fun of a man for buying a prostitute? No. I can tell, I finished a sentence for you. No, you haven't. No. Who makes fun of men for buying prostitutes? Other guys do, because it's this whole, and when, see, women love that. The reality of it is, when it comes to this, when it comes to that, see, this is part of their manipulation to get you to pay women like her more attention. You see, because if the guys could start fighting with each other about what to find attractive in a woman, what to find attractive in a woman, and then she just goes out and just stands up and becomes woman, you know, she's going to start getting more and more attention. It's going to happen in time. She just might have had a bad day or a bad week or something, but it's going to happen in time. You see, and like, but it's the same thing with the. It's the same. Okay, it's like video games. By the time women are by the time women are verbalizing they don't like a guy who plays video games, or like a guy who's into prostitutes, or a guy who, you know, whatever the fuck. By the time women are openly saying it, these women are just strictly bitter because. They know that guys will spend their attention more on those things than them. That's what it is. that's the core of it. But no, don't get it twisted. All women do this. This whole rant she does for a minute, all women do this shit, man. All women. They just may not do it as loud in a parking lot, but all women do it. Because they see that attention is their form of currency. And more attention equals more power. That's how, and like I said in videos a while back, it's pretty much the opposite. Guys really want that quiet girl next door that nobody knows. We really want that quiet girl who nobody really knows. She's shy and quiet and all that. But it's the opposite with women. Women want, you know, the top 5 to 10% of men that all the other women want. It really works completely backwards. But yeah. This girl, yeah. Yeah, this is rough. Let's read some of the comments, and then we're going to go into that article. No, those men aren't gay. They're just not simps. Looks like the simp fad is dying out. Tips for her, the Falcon says. Go to Atlanta, GA. A lot of simps out there. Well, I mean, just go, you know, just go anywhere in the U.S. You're going to find a whole lot more of that over there than anywhere else on, you know. Go to those feminist infected countries, and you can find a whole lot more simps. That freak 1982 says, and this is why she is alone. Well, okay. To be fair, that freak, man, that freak 1982, to be fair, all women are going to do this. It's not just her. All women are going to do this. The thing is, she just had the courage. She thought she actually was saying something that made sense because she was angry and recorded it, you know, and put it on the internet. So let's go. No wonder she gets ignored. That voice would make me want to make me get my ears sealed closed. That was only a 1 minute clip, and I already can't stand her voice. Imagine being in a relationship with her. Oh yeah, no. See, I was just talking about this with my girl yesterday, man. We went to a nice museum too. Modern women have completely lost being beautiful, you see. And my definition of beautiful and pretty is just, this is what I go with. A lot of girls nowadays, more and more girls can be pretty, but being beautiful is a whole different thing. See, being pretty is just being physically attractive. You know, just being physically attractive. That's being pretty. Being pretty, that's being pretty. You're pretty, and we'll forget you 5 minutes after you leave. You see? But being said, but when a woman is beautiful, she's attractive on the outside, and she's loving and caring, and you'd actually want to be around her. You know, she's not on this fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, she's not plotting shit. She's not, all, you know, all, she's just being herself, being a woman, and moving on in life, and being happy, you know, and may try to do well with her. Okay, like, for example, now I'm not saying this female was completely beautiful. Everybody has some fucked up parts, but This is why I start jacking off to porn made in like the 70s and 80s, because the women then, they more got it. Because the women now, they're just so built, they're so wrapped around trying to be, you know, so beautiful that they end up being complete fucking bitches. You see, that's why I call them bitches. And I didn't call those women in the 70s, 80s. Like, they had more class about it. They appeared to be actually fucking happy. Was it Audrey Hepburn? I always pronounce her name wrong. Audrey Hepburn, she was one. And Marilyn Monroe. Now, she had a questionable past, but she had, like, the core of her, not the core, but, like, the physical appearance of her was something I'd be like, oh, yeah, I like that. And this is, what, 60 years later? 50 years later after that, after she was popular? And she still has, like, a genuinely appealing, you know, you're drawn to her because of how her character is. See, girls like this, the newer girls, they don't have that character. See, character takes too much thought. To actually have character and you know, a genuine personality. See, these are things that are foreign to women nowadays. Because it's like, why create personality? Why go out and try to search for a personality within myself when I could just take a picture of my jiggly butt and get 500 likes on Instagram? You know, it's the path of least resistance for women. So now girls can just, you know, go just dance on TikTok and all this silly shit and get, you know, 15 million views. Well, there's no need to develop a personality until they end up fat and fucked up. Now, you know, and even then they really don't have to do it because it's going to be some simp that's going to give them shit then. Anyway, that's it for this topic, man. We're going to go off to this one now. Let me see. Does it have who sent it up here? Okay, yeah. So it's all been scratched out. Female, 30 to 40. Feminism has woke me up to my internal misogyny, and I'm angry about it so much. So this person, I don't know who is this female. I have 32-year-old female, had a difficult time emotionally over the last couple of years, has led me to question everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that what they call the epiphany phase? Yeah, and then she's right on time for that. Right around, you know, late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. Because, see, now you actually have to start thinking and actually talking when you deal with guys. And you know, as soon as you say some dumbass shit, we just gonna bounce on you. Flat out. So, she continues. Part of that has involved some sort of feminist enlightenment where I've understood misogyny truly and fully, not just intellectually. I feel angry about so much with our whole Western society, but also at myself, at the choices I've made. I'm angry that I've spent so long caring about so much what I look like and how men rate me, and especially that I still do. Yeah. See, the reason why she's mad is not because she just figured out misogyny. But see, like I said, again, this is basic bitch attack. You see, I think I said in the last video, usually, woman's first method of attack, which was her first method of attack too, she's clearly stated it, and I think she's going to state it in the next paragraph. Their first method of attack is sex. If I can get your attention, if I know that I can manipulate you because you think you're going to be able to stick your dick in one of my holes, that is their first method of attack. And then once that method's gone, you know, some women never get to that, you know, level. You know, the next method is, oh, men are evil, misogynist, and racism. This is 101 idiotic, basic bitch attack on the world. It's the only methods of attack she has. Attack their sexual preferences or whatever the fuck. Attack them sexually, misogynist, men are evil, and racism. That's all they have. They don't know anything else. So she continues, I'm angry that I feel my worth and value slipping away with every year that passes because I'm getting older, less attractive, less appealing, less fertile. All things that gratify men. And all things, okay, let's reread that. I'm angry that I feel my worth and value slipping away with every year that passes because I'm getting older, less attractive, less appealing, less fertile. All things that gratify men. Yeah. But you didn't have a problem with that when you didn't see, you didn't have a problem with things that gratify men when you were winning. It was never a problem. See, let's go back to older videos that I went on about this, man. The older videos that I went on about this. See, the reality of it is, when woman is winning as woman, she can care less about the right to vote. She can care less about starving children in whatever country. She can care less about anybody feeling good. When woman is winning as woman, she doesn't care. This is why I tell you guys, women are not born good. Woman is beat down to become, to start to approach good. See, women naturally, most women, especially nowadays, don't they are not good. You have to get this. Women are. If I work at it, I'll get her to love me and be caring and all this shit. They do not love and care for morally correct reasons. You got to remember this shit, man. You got to get that shit out of your head. They do not. They are not born good. Woman is beat down and then submits to having to end up being good because something in life beat her down. Whether she was the ugly sister or she was the ugly cousin or she was the ugly poor girl at school. See, then they'll start to develop actual, you know, some sense of morals. But if she's winning as woman, you're not gonna read any articles like this. You're not going to hear one Victoria's Secret model talking about, I'm so glad I got the right to vote. Feminism was the best thing to happen to me. And you will not find a physically desirable woman care about any hardships that anybody else on the planet may go through, including herself. She doesn't care because she's winning as woman. Why? Because woman who's winning as woman is getting attention from men that other women want. That's when a woman's absolute high point in her life is when she's desirable by a man that other women want. It don't matter what he looks like. All that shit doesn't matter. Do other women want him? Okay, well, he must be valuable. So, yeah, she wants that. She didn't, like I said, again, she didn't care about value. She didn't, see, this woman, she's 32. This woman, when she was 22, she didn't care about the woman who was 32 back then talking about that. She didn't care about that at all. Oh, get out of here, girl. This is my time to shine. She didn't care about that. Why? Because she was winning. So it continues. I'm angry that men just get to be as they are, appreciated for what they are without any of the same pressures. Again, yeah, clear she is winning because she's talking about the top 10 to 20% of guys and the rest of the men just get ignored on a daily basis. But like I said, you can't convince women only see what they see. They can't see outside their own brains. And when she was chasing the top 10 to 20%, in her mind, she thinks all men are that 10, 20%. Because those are the only men who ever existed. The only men that exist to women are the top 20% of men. After that, the rest of men don't. If they do exist, they're a slight nuisance until they get back to the top 20% of men. She continues. I'm angry that I used to prefer hanging out with groups of guys because I thought they were so much more fun to be around. Yeah, she was winning, right? Because they would be silly and crass and make me laugh. Because they were allowed to be, they had the permission to be all those things from the moment they were born. Well, that's a big topic. I'm not going to go into that right now. That's a big topic. Because we not... Okay, yeah, that's a big topic. I'm not even going to go into that. She continues, I'm angry I've spent my whole life to date being a people pleaser and trying to be perfect as possible without valuing my own selfish needs and relationships, the workplace, with my family. I'm angry that I feel embarrassed when buying heavy flow tampons from a guy at the counter. I'm angry about the automatic thoughts that enter my head when I notice a woman has put on weight or age more than me. Yeah, see, that part right there, see, now she's starting to think, like, oh, that's going to be me one day. See, now it's reality. She's not winning as a woman. She can't just walk outside and get a bunch of guys to pay her attention and then go off and get free meals and shit anymore. it's come to an end. Well, when she, it's come to an end from the guys that she wants. Let's just put it like that. From the men that, from the guys that she wants, the days of going out there getting free meals, getting attention, getting, you know, being asked out, being offered this and that, all that's coming to an end. So now she's starting to see that imminent, that imminent future coming in when she sees that woman who's just, she's just 5 years older than me and she looks like that. Oh my God, I gotta work. Oh, you know, explosion. So she continues, I'm angry that I feel so judged about the fact that I don't want children and end up projecting it into onto others. Yeah, that's a problem too. I'm angry about all the emotional burdens I've chosen to carry for the men in my life. See, now, something's really wrong with this. She doesn't want kids, so I'm assuming she doesn't have, she's probably single. Because, well, she's, if she's on here writing shit like this, she can't keep a man. And she's starting to see that the ride, that the what they the ride is over. So she says, edit. To clarify, some of the posts who think I'm raging lunatic, wreaking feminist havoc wherever I go, I don't have anger issues. I'm an incredibly mild-mannered person by nature, see above, people-pleasing. This anger is like a fire that has been lit inside me, and actually, I'm grateful for it. Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. No, she's not a feminist. No. No. The reason why I could tell you, and I know for a fact that she's not a feminist, is because she's talking about feminists. The reason why I can tell you she's still attractive and she's not a feminist, which, well, you can pretty much figure she's not a feminist because she's attractive on a basic average of women, is because she's talking negatively on feminism. She's inferring that feminist, there's a negative thing that goes alongside a feminist. So that's how I can tell. She's still physically attractive. But she's not what she used to be, and she knows that time it's coming to. Well, she's realized that it's coming to an end. She's 32. She's probably started to read the articles on Bold or whatever the fuck, where they start to say like, yeah, if you put a 3 in front of your age, then men filter that out, and you won't be able to. They just won't see that you like them because they don't talk to women over 29, and he'll be 36. Type of shit. She's probably got to reading articles like that, start to notice shit in life again, start to notice how, you know, how guys are starting to treat her in dating apps and online when, you know, just 5 or 6 years ago, guys would carry all the weight in the conversation for her. They would come pick her up. They would buy all her shit. And all along the way, the guys just constantly entertain. All she has to do is just sit back and be entertained because her 24-year-old body's going to do all the work for entertainment for the guy. So all she has to do is just sit back and just exist. Well, guess what? It don't last forever. See, and to put it into perspective for a guy, I would say this. Imagine if, as a man, you were born into, let's just say, you were born into a family that made $1 million a year. Let's just to make it simple math, right? Let's say you were born to a family who had and you had access to spend $1 million a year, right? And you had it all your life. And let's say between the ages of, let's say, like 16 to 24, it fucked around, went up to about $5 million a year, right? Between those ages. Because in a woman's world, being between the ages of 16 to 25, any guy from the age of 3 to 300 wants to fuck that age group. You see? So back to the guys part of it. Let's say you were born to a family. Like I said, between the age of 16 to 25, your family, you had access to, let's just say, 20 million. You went up from 1 million to 20 million, right? But then after 25 or 26, every month, I say every year that goes by, you go down, let's say, like, I don't know, let's say 3 to 4 million a year. And it's nothing you can do about it. You can't invest it, nothing. You just, this is what it is. You're going to start getting mad. You're going to start getting crazy. You're going to start looking at people who are poorer than you going, oh, my God, that's going to be me one day. Oh, my God, the world's such an evil place. I really don't want kids now. Because, see, now you're starting to come down to actual reality. And that's what happens to women. That's what happens to women in the world. I got older female family members. I got younger female family members. It's the same shit. It doesn't matter. I'm not just saying it like because I hate women. It's the reality. It's just the reality of the situation. And then so the next step is once you've been used to so much privilege because of how you were just born as a woman, you don't know. In this day and age, even the ugliest girls don't even know the reality, because there's so many guys who are just desperate for pussy, they'll give them whatever they want. Like, so as a woman, like, woman never really comes down to reality. They never really do, because somebody's always going to treat them a little softer and a little special because they're a woman. And we all know women, you know, they're just not strong when it comes to being told, like, brutal truth and shit like that. They just want to feel good. So they're going to tap out. The world's always going to give them something for free, man. So, like, they never really get that reality punch in the gut like men get. They never, there's like at this day and age right there, at this day and age right now, especially in Western countries, there is no excuse for a woman to be homeless, because she can always just fuck for some place to sleep, all right? And I get how some guys be like, oh, well, that's kind of mean. But like I said before, when you know how women think, women don't care who they fuck. They really don't care. They don't care. Sex is not... unless she's trying to lock you down because you can better her life or something like that, that's a whole different thing. But women don't care what they fuck. They don't care, man. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't. The only thing is they try to keep, you know, some stuff that they do quiet because they're afraid other women might judge them for it. But they don't care. There's no excuse why any woman on the planet should be homeless or anything like that. Because as long as she is woman, she has something to sell. All right, flat out. And to be real about it, women don't, that prostitution, women selling themselves for sex, they don't care, man. Get over that shit. They don't care, right? That whole women care, you shouldn't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. That is nothing but man's delusion trying to protect a woman for no fucking reason other than she's just woman, all right? Without actually hearing a woman out and seeing what she's actually doing and watching her actual actions. They're trying to protect women for a simple fact is they women. Anyway, man, that's the video. I'm out. Have a good day. Bye.